question for you today. Is marriage good for our mental health? New research is out to suggest that marriage may not be as good for mental well-being as originally thought. These research results come from Ashley Madison, the global leader for married dating, whose company's mission is to offer adults a platform to discreetly connect and make their website the premier destination for affairs. And I'm pleased to say the European MD for Ashley Madison, Christoph Kremer, is here with me on Zoom this afternoon. Good afternoon, Christoph.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for joining me today. And now, Christoph, would you like to tell us a little bit about what Ashley Madison is?
So, I mean, 20 years ago, it was created as a website for a dating site for married people looking for an affair in a discreet and secure manner. We've now present in over 50 countries with over 75 million people who have signed up. Actually, the UK is our number one market with more than 2.8 million Brits that have joined our community. And what we've seen, however, also over the last few years is a real evolution, and that it's more a question of non-monogamy nowadays, and especially the younger generation is needing that, and the women also in the end. Already one out of four of our female members claim to be in an open relationship, and we did a little generational survey also where it came out that Generation Z, actually the majority of them no longer even imagine getting married. And when they're asked about what kind of relationship they imagine, 40% still say that their ideal relationship would be a monogamous one, but another 30% say an open relationship, and another 30% even say that they would like to be in a polyamorous relationship. So I think we're at a crossroads here, and maybe seeing somewhat of a revolution in terms of different relationship models, because in the end, you know, the monogamous marriage doesn't really correspond to our nature, to human nature. And for it to be the only socially acceptable relationship model is anachronistic. And I think we're beginning to see a real change here.
So you've released survey results which would indicate a very small minority of people aren't happy in their marriage. And as a result, you've posed the question, is marriage good for our mental health? Well, do you want to tell me, do you think it's good for your mental health?
But I think it's, you know, if your marriage works and if you're happy in your marriage, then yes, absolutely. The reality, however, is that the concept we have of marriage all too often, or the traditional concept, is that one person has to satisfy you in all manners and all ways every day of every year. And that is really utopian to think that one person can do that. You know, you have the expectation that your partner has to be your best friend, your best lover, successful in their job, a good parent, and also a fantastic cook, and I don't know how many other things. No one can fulfill that role. And so why then? But that doesn't mean that that is not the perfect partner for you and that you can be happy with that partner. But it may be that for certain aspects of your life or certain desires or sexual or emotional needs that you have, that you look for something outside of the relationship.
Is there really anything wrong, though, with being married to one person and then being that person that satisfies you in every single way, though?
I mean, if it works for you, then I think it's wonderful. But the reality is also, if you look at divorce rates, that for a lot of people that does not work out. And as I mentioned, I think we're seeing that there's a change and there's more and more open relationships or polyamorous relationships happening, because the idea that one person can satisfy you in all aspects of your life does not work for, I don't know if it's the majority of people, but at least a very large portion of the population.
Do you think that marriages maybe don't work out because of websites like Ashley Madison?
I don't think, you know, infidelity has existed before Ashley Madison existed. We did not invent cheating on your partner.
But at the same time, Ashley Madison is the website that encourages people to have affairs.
But affairs, you know, if Ashley Madison didn't exist, then people would still be having affairs. What we are offering is an alternative, a safer and more discreet way to look for an affair, because traditionally people have done so either in their circle of family or friends or at the workplace. And in both those environments, yes, there is a high risk of the affair being discovered.
How many people took part in the survey, Christoph?
So almost 4,000 people.
And how many website users do you have?
So overall, in the UK, we have 2.8 million members, and worldwide over 75 million.
So only, you say almost 4,000. I believe it was 3,295 participants. So it really is quite a small minority of participants that took part in the survey. Do you really think that's a fair view on marriage being good for mental health?
Well, I mean, I think it's, it's the people who responded. We can always only offer a glimpse of or a snapshot of what the community is thinking. But as far as our community concerned, also if I compare it to some of the other surveys that we've done in the past, it does it's coherent with some of the other responses that we've gotten in the past.
Going into some of the findings to which your survey concluded then, 57% of respondents said they didn't grow closer to their partner during the time of COVID, and one in five decided an affair was just the tonic they need for a positive mental health. I mean, it sounds like we're trying to pair a nice red wine with an expensive meal here. So if one in five decided an affair was just the tonic, what did the other four and five say? Did they say it wasn't what they needed? Because surely if a marriage is failing, there's other ways to try and fix it, and an affair isn't really the answer.
Well, some of the other surveys we've done, what I found interesting is that about 60% of our members said that they, during the pandemic, had been spending more time with their partner than ever before. At the same time, three out of four were saying that they were having less sex or no sex at all than before the pandemic. And what we also see is that people, the impulse or the decision to have an affair is not something that people decide on a whim. It's not an impulsive decision. It's at the end of a process where they've tried to communicate with their partner and unfortunately to no avail to discuss needs or desires or fantasies that they may have. And so it is only at the end of that process that they then decide, okay, if I'm not getting this at home, then I will look for it somewhere else. And in terms of the responses, yes, so the top answer was having an affair, but then it was a multiple choice question. So some of the other things they chose was having some alone time, doing some exercise. So it's one of the ingredients, yes, the top answer from our members, but one of the sort of ways or ingredients to take care of yourself and be happy.
But marriage isn't the top of the list for causing mental stress when it comes to men, though, is it?
No, so for men, there was an interesting difference between men and women. So for women, the top reason the top thing that causes mental distress is marriage. However, for men, it is finances. So there seems to be somewhat of a gender difference there, which actually was also reflected in how having an affair or having an outside partner affects mental health. The strongest answer for men was that it didn't affect their mental health at all, whereas for women, the top answer was that it does boost their mood and give them more confidence.
But to be fair, Christoph, if you ask people who are having affairs on an affair website if it's going to improve their mental health, they're going to justify it by saying yes. Women reported an affair gave them an improvement on sex life, mood, boost of confidence and fulfillment of previously unmet needs. Aren't these just women justifying to you on your website as to why they should have an affair? If I own Cadbury's website, for example, and I'm selling chocolate and I ask people on my website what chocolate they prefer, Cadbury's or Nestle, guess what they're going to say? They're going to say Cadbury's because I'm asking them on Cadbury's website. You're asking people who have affairs on your website that encourages affairs if it's good for their mental health. And I think jumping on the mental health bandwagon is a little bit ludicrous.
Well, I can only also share with you some of the, when I talk to some of our members and some of the stories, especially the women, and that's why I'm not surprised that they're giving this answer, is that, for example, I spoke to a member in her mid-50s or something like that, who had been married for about 25, 30 years. And she said that she only discovered her sexuality starting at about 50 and was not able to do so with her husband. And so that's when she decided to look outside of her relationship. And that's when she decided, then she was telling me about some tantric sex experiences that she was having, and that it took her that long, also because of social norms and the way people are being, and especially women are being taught, and it does take them longer. And whether that is discovered through our website or on their own, I think it's Now, it does represent, in the end, it is a reality for a lot of people.
But is an affair the right way to go about this? If people want to to discover different things, is it really right on that person's partner for them to go and have affairs with people, meet up with different people, do different things, whatever it is they get up to? Is it really right on their partner that they're doing that?
I'm not judging what other people decide to do. In an ideal world, and that's why I think we're seeing more and more open relationships also, and actually also as a result of the pandemic, more and more people in our surveys amongst our community have been saying that they would like to open up the relationship. And often they try to talk to their partner about it. Then the question is, okay, are they able to find a common ground there and then develop from there? And obviously, ideally, yes, you would find an agreement with your partner where both are okay with whatever relationship model you decide. But it's not possible in all cases. And who am I to judge them if people decide to have an affair?
With all due respect, Christoph, you're talking about open relationships. That's not what your website's about. Your website is specifically about having discreet affairs.
Right. So, as I mentioned, that's how we started 20 years ago. But as we're seeing the community evolve,
to be honest, that is still how your website sits. That's what it encourages. If I go on your website today, it says on the front, Ashley Madison, and then it says the tagline, "Life is short, have an affair."
True. But
so you would agree you encourage people to have affairs?
No, again, we offer an alternative, or we offer a possibility for people to look for an affair in a safe and discreet manner. No matter what we write off on our website or our mere existence is not going to convince anybody to have an affair.
Why don't you change your website then? If that's not specifically what you're advertising or what you're encouraging, why not change the morals, the foundation of the business?
Well, the moral of the foundation is that we offer people an alternative. And in terms of changing the website, maybe that will come one day. We'll see.
So I've read your company's mission is to offer adults a platform to discreetly connect and make it the premier destination for affairs. You've already said that it might be something that you might have to change in the future if that's what people are going to. I mean, do you really think it's fair to ask the question today, is marriage good for mental health? Because essentially what you're asking is an affair good for your mental health?
Why would it not be fair to ask that question?
Well, it's been put to me, is marriage good for mental health? But really, it's affairs what you're asking for. I mean, affairs destroy lives, Christoph.
Do they? I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a story. I have a very good friend of mine who was cheated on by his fiance after being together for over 8 years. He's struggled massively with mental health since. I've seen the long-term damage that a person cheating can do on someone physically, emotionally, and more importantly, mentally. And I can't believe that Ashley Madison is really trying to say that an affair would be good for mental health. What about the person on the other end? What about their kids, their partner? What about those people on the other end of the affair?
Right. So, but then it was a problem of communication between the two, and that they weren't able to discuss this. What we also
So let me just get this straight. You're saying that my mate, it was a problem of communication.
Well, and obviously, if he was having an affair,
it wasn't him having the affair.
Or then his fiance was having the affair. So there was something that was not being communicated in the relationship. There was a need that was not being met.
Wow. Okay.
Between the two. So no, because why do people look for an affair? It's because there's something that is not being met. Some need, some desire, some fantasy, some communication, whether it's intimacy or emotional, that is not being met in the relationship.
So then surely you would just talk about it and end the relationship rather than having an affair and encouraging an affair, and then everybody ends up hurt in the end.
But if you...
Am I wrong?
Well, the question is, well, if the affair is not being discovered and the other person doesn't know, but you yourself feel happier and are able to be, to also, to share that happiness or being more fulfilled in your relationship, then also the people around you then benefit from that.
In a 2019 interview, Ashley Madison's chief strategy officer, Paul Keeble, if I've got that right, stated that the service helps create up to 1 million affairs every month. Is that something that you're proud of?
Again, we offer a service for adults, and if they decide to have an affair because for whatever reason that they may have, then we are successful in providing that service to these adults.
And it doesn't matter about the people on the other end of it who end up with mental health issues, because at the end of the day, you're the one connecting this to mental health.
But the people, there's only an issue because, first of all, then the affair was discovered, I imagine, because otherwise there wouldn't have been an issue, and because they were then not able to sort it out. There's maybe, you know, this happens in therapy. A lot of couples are able to work through an affair. A lot of couples live very happily with one person having an affair if the other person doesn't know about it. So, I mean, every you know, I don't think you can generalize like that, and that it depends on each case is different in the end.
Have you ever compiled a survey and asked for the thoughts of people who have been on the receiving end? Have you ever asked, like, the average Joe public out there in the streets, if, you know, the same questions, you know, if they think an affair is good for mental health?
Not to date.
You haven't?
No.
I have. I put it on social media last week. I asked the very simple question, is having an affair good for your mental health? Mm-hmm. One person, Mark, said, not for the person being cheated on. No, it could lead to a suicide, worst case. Another person, Morris, no matter how good that other person has made you feel with a bit of flirting, irrespective of whether you're married or not, if you're in a committed relationship, it is wrong to have an affair. To then justify it by saying the affair was to improve your mental health is actually laughable. That's what the average Joe public says, Christoph.
I would say, you asked me how representative our surveys are. How representative is a survey that you've, or a question that you put out on social media?
Yeah, but Christoph, you're asking people who have affairs if on your affair website, if it's good for their mental health. Of course they're going to say it's good for their mental health, because they need to try and justify why they're doing it.
Maybe that is, but we also had 37% of men, for example, who said that it doesn't affect their mental health at all, which was their top answer. So, you know.
Sorry, did you say 37% said it? Say that again?
Yes, 37% of the top answer for men was that an affair does not affect their mental health at all.
It doesn't affect their mental health?
Correct.
But 63% said it did?
No, then the other was multiple choice questions. That was the top answer. And then the other answers that they gave was that it does boost their mood, their confidence, etc. But the top answer in a multiple choice question was that it does not have an effect on their mental health.
I think, Christoph, I think here's what I take issue with. You've done a survey of a very small number of users on your website. You know, in comparison with the amount of website users that you have, it's only 3,295 people. You've done this survey, and now you're trying to justify having an affair by saying it's good for your mental health. I just think it's wrong that a business, a company, should even do that. I mean, because it seems to me like the mental health of the person being cheated on doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the kids, the families that get destroyed, the aftermath of it. It just doesn't seem to matter. All you're focusing on is the people who are having the affairs and how good it supposedly is for them.
But you're talking about the premise that an affair gets discovered and that a family gets separated.
All secrets come out in the end, Christoph.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay. They will have to agree to disagree.
In 2015, hackers stole customer data of more than 33 million user accounts and started posting it online. This included data of users who had previously paid money to have their details deleted from your system. You didn't do it. Why should anyone trust Ashley Madison?
So what happened then was something where the then management team did not do everything they needed to protect the privacy and security and data of our members. Since then, there's new management in place. We've reworked our entire security infrastructure and are working every day not only to maintain it, but to improve it, because we do realize that the the security and privacy of our members is the most important thing for our community.
Christoph, we're almost out of time. I appreciate you taking time to come on Drive Time today. Just before you go, though, have you ever been cheated on?
I've been in open relationships.
But you've never been cheated on?
No.
So you never know what it feels like?
No.
No. Have you ever had an affair?
I've been in open relationships, as I said. So for me, that question, that is not a question.
So
that does not apply.
So, I mean, you're happy enough to make money off destroying relationships and encouraging affairs, but you've never actually experienced, in terms of mental health, what it's like to have someone cheat on you.
But again, you're supposing that the affair gets discovered and that every connection that is made between members of our community then leads to it being discovered and then leads to a relationship or a couple or a family being destroyed. And I would say that that is certainly not the case. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure that we would not be existing anymore.
Okay, Christoph, we're out of time. Thank you for your time today. Thanks for coming on Drive Time. Have a great rest of your Monday.